Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Show, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. It is Saturday, April 24th, 2021, and welcome to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. As always, it is so great to be with you and to have the opportunity to do life with you on today. This has just been such a great month. We just celebrated the 10-year anniversary of the Jamel Sanders podcast. And we had a phenomenal time on last week just reflecting back on the journey and sharing some lessons and principles that I have learned along the way. If you haven't had a chance, I hope that you will go back and listen to that episode. I believe it will inspire you in a major way. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your life and day and schedule to be with us here again for the Jamel Sanders Show. This is so much more than a show. This is a platform that we have created to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and to maximize their greatest potential. And every week through intriguing guests and inspiring stories, we want to help you live your greatest life every single day. And I am just so honored to be with you and to have this opportunity to give you some strategies and tools that I believe can set you on the course to living your greatest life and realizing your greatest potential. So thank you again. I want to take a moment and say hello to my Apple Podcast family. Thank you so much for taking time out of your life, your day, your schedule to join us here for the Jamel Sanders Show. This is such a great opportunity. I'm working on some exclusive content for Apple Podcasts, so you definitely want to stay connected in the coming days as we work on some new things as we head into year 11 of the podcast. I also want to say hello to my Stitcher family. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this podcast. My Google Podcast family, my Spotify family, and of course, my iHeartRadio family. I love iHeartRadio, and it's such an honor to get distribution on the platform. And as you know, just a few weeks ago, we're so excited now to have the opportunity to be a part of Amazon Music and Audible. So you can listen to this podcast on Amazon and Audible, and we do welcome those new listeners that may be joining us on those platforms. So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us and to join us here for the Jamel Sanders Show. I would love to connect with you beyond this podcast. Please reach out at www.jamelsanders.com. Again, that's www.jamelsanders.com. While you're there, sign up for my empowerment newsletter. You can also find out more about the work doing around the world and connect with me through social media. All of my handles are right there on the homepage, with the exception of TikTok, which is, I believe, Official Jamel Sanders. So we would love to connect with you and to do life with you in the days to come. And while we're talking about JamelSanders.com, beyond this podcast, which this is just another division of Jamel Sanders International, but Jamel Sanders International is a firm that I started over a decade ago to empower individuals to fulfill purpose, maximize potential, make a global impact through capacity building systems and programs. And JSI essentially exists to bring solutions to global problems. And so my organization works to in training, developing, empowering, and consulting with leaders globally to give them the solutions they need to bring reformation and transformation to the world and its communities. And so this is just an extension of what I do, is I continue to share tools and insights that I believe can help all of us sharpen our leadership edge in the days to come. I have many resources there. You can find out more about my books at jamelsanders.com. I would love to recommend two particular resources to you. My eighth book, which is Significance, Reclaiming Your Personal Power in a World That Discounts Your Difference. I believe that identity is the framework for you becoming the best version of yourself. I believe that every human being on the planet is on a quest, and that quest is to become the greatest expression of who they were created to be. And the problem is that most people have no clue how to do it. And in order to become that person, you have to understand your true identity. And so this book, Significance, delves into uncovering your true identity, taking your personal power back, and owning that power so that you can show up as the significant person you were created to be. In the book, we delve into this profound emptiness that so many people feel in the world. We deal with inferiority complexes. We deal with imposter syndrome. We deal with so many other barriers that stand between most people and the life that they were destined to live. And then we have what we call worth-building exercises that come accompany every chapter and reinforce the content, as well as worth declarations at the end of the book to help you affirm your value and worth as a human being. So I encourage you to get a copy. It's available through Amazon, Kindle, Nook, and most major booksellers have access to the book. And, of course, my latest release, number 9, Honor the Law That Governs Greatness. How do you move from potentiality to power? You do it through a process called prophetic development. And this book is about the prophetic development process between the seed of your potential and coming into the purpose and power of what you were created for. And so I walk you through, what do you do between a prophetic declaration and prophetic fulfillment? You develop. You go through a process. And this book delves into that process and journey from the seed of your stepping into the fullness of it. And then how do we transition and succeed with power so that we can create enduring legacies? That's what this book is about. And then it's filled with honorable exercises and declarations and things to help you in your leadership. It's one of the most important books I've ever written, because honor is truly the law that governs greatness. And when you understand this law of honor, it will revolutionize your life and revolutionize the way that you look at leadership. So I hope you'll get a copy. Go to Amazon, Kindle, Nook. Most major booksellers have access to the book. And I know it's going to be a great benefit and blessing to your life. Our latest book club selection, for those that know, if you've been a part of this podcast for any major length of time, you know that I do have a book club. And people have really been pressing me to bring the book club back, and because people want to know what I'm reading. Everybody knows I'm an avid reader. I love to read, and reading is so important. It opens you up to possibilities, solutions, strategies, wisdom, so much. And so our latest book club selection is Straight Up, Honest, Unfiltered, As Real As I Can Put It, Advice for Life's Biggest Challenges, by none other than Mr. Trent Shelton. Let me tell you why I decided to pick this book. First of all, this book is going to kind of deviate from the normal book club selections that I pick. And this is kind of taking us off of the normal trajectory for a number of reasons. Number one, you're not going to be able to read this entire book in one setting. It is quite lengthy. It is quite detailed. Secondly, I love this book because it's not just a book. You're not going to just be able to read and highlight and make notes. This is a success system. And so each section of the book not only has great insights and wisdom, but it has this practical reinforcement and application exercises to really help you do the work that you need to do to bring change to your life. That's why I love the book, because it's very much in line with how I write. And so I think it's going to help you in a tremendous way. There's some powerful insights and wisdom and systems that if you will begin to implement them will change the trajectory of your life forever. The book is straight up honest, unfiltered, as real as I can put it, Advice for Life, The Biggest Challenges by none other than Mr. Trent Shelton. And the book is also available in audio format. So however you read your books, you have access to it. We're going to come back in a couple of months and really delve into the book and have some discussion around it. But I know it's going to be a great tool and a great benefit to your life. So I want to take a very, very quick break, and we're going to jump back into our series today, Unstuck. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the Jamel Sanders Show.
You're listening to The Jamel Sanders Show, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right, welcome back to the show. So today we're talking about, we're continuing the series, Unstuck, Removing the Barriers to Breakthrough in Your Life. Now, last week we took a break and we celebrated the 10-year anniversary of the podcast, but we're back in part three of our series, Unstuck. And in week one, we talked about the importance of acknowledging where you are and the power of taking responsibility for your life. Remember, we established in that lesson that responsibility is the catalyst to breaking into the next realm of your life. And whatever you refuse to take responsibility for will always have the power to restrict what is possible and what you can achieve in your life. So there comes a point in every person's life where you have to take responsibility. I love the parable of the prodigal son because the scripture says that when he came to himself, he said to himself, in other words, when he stopped making excuses for his life, that is when evolution and emergence took place. When he took responsibility for his life, he was able to rewrite the narrative of his life. And I believe that through this series, you are being empowered to take responsibility and to reframe and rewrite the narrative of your life and what is possible for your life in the days to come. Then in part two, we talked about assessing where you became stuck. We talked about how if you don't know where you are, you cannot know where you are going. And we talked about the importance of understanding that your history does not have to define your destiny. Though your history is important, it informs you, it provides certain insights into your journey, it does not establish or set the precedent for your future. And so you have a responsibility to realize where you got off course, where you got off target, to make the adjustments and the pivots that you need to make in your life so that you can get back on track to living the life that you were created and destined to live. So after we've acknowledged, after we've assessed, part three of this is addressing your mindset. Now, you know I could not do a series around Unstuck and removing the barriers to breakthrough without talking about the power of your mindset. If you have followed this podcast for the last decade, then you know that there is no subject matter that I have discussed more than the power of the mind. If you have read my 9 books, you know that there is no subject that I have discussed more than the power of the mind. Why? Because I really believe with everything in me that the quality of your life is directly related to the quality of your thoughts. And if we can change your thinking, we can change the trajectory of your life, and we can change the possibilities and the outcomes that you experience in your life. I believe that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I believe that there is no circumstance or situation that has the power to make you captive without your permission. I believe that there is no environment that has the ability to enslave you without you giving it the license. I believe that there is no cycle that can hold you without you agreeing to that cycle in your life. And so I believe that said, as long as you have the power to think, you have the power to change the course of your life and the course of your destiny forever. If you've been following this series, I talked about how we live in a choice cosmos. We live in a decision domain. Everything about your world is being constructed by the choices and the decisions that you're making. And so a lot of times we're cursing our lives when we should be assessing the choices and the decisions that we make. It's not the environment that's responsible for the outcome. It's not the relationship that's responsible. It's the decisions that we've made. And if we never take the time to evaluate the choices and the decisions that we're making, then we cannot really move forward or get to the place that we truly desire to be in our lives. And so I believe that it's so vitally important that we begin to address the mindset. How did you get stuck? I guarantee you that there is a paradigm, there is a belief system, there is a philosophy that has contributed to your life getting stuck or your life being restricted. You don't just get restricted in your life. There's something that contributes to that. And I believe that one of the main things that contributes to that in our lives is our psychology. I believe, as I talked about in this series, that in order for transformation to happen in our lives, we cannot just buy in emotionally. We cannot just buy in theoretically. We have to buy in intellectually. And I believe that the reason that so many people are not experiencing the breakthroughs that they want to see in their lives is because they never move from the realm of emotionalism and assumption and presumption into the realm of understanding that your psychological construct is the propeller of all change and all breakthrough that takes place in your life. And so we have to take time to address our paradigm if we want to change the outcomes and the things that we are experiencing in our lives. And so you have to take the time to address your mindset. Do you have what I call limited thinking? Are you suffering from possibility blindness? I don't have time to delve into that today. Are you dealing with a psychological construct that does not accommodate a new season in your life? Are you living adjusted to an old paradigm? There's so many things that contribute to our either demise or our success and prosperity in our lives, and all of it centers around this whole realm of thought. In my book, Upgrade Your Mind, I talk about there are 12 environments that must be cultivated for a life of success and prosperity. What I have discovered that is so powerful over the years is that if you never learn the other 11 environments and you just master the realm of thought, you're going to move yourself into a realm of success and prosperity that most people never enjoy. We live in a world that goes around floating on what I call autopilot. There are many, not very many people that understand the power of the human mind and the possibilities of our mind that we can create if we learn how to stretch and how to move into new realms of thinking and being. I believe it was Mr. Albert Einstein that said that a mind that is stretched can never return to its original state of being. And so in order to have a paradigm shift in your life, there first has to be the application of pressure. Now, I don't have time. If I start talking about the value of pressure, this will turn into an entirely different series from Unstuck. But first of all, there has to be, I want you to write this down, and I'm going to try to make this as simplistic as I can and be as succinct as I can with the time that I have. But I want you to write this down. Write down number one, subject. Number two, pressure. Number three, exposure. And then number four, a breakthrough. So I'm going to delve into this, and this will probably take up the entire time that we have today. But number one, there has to be a subject. Let me break this down for you in the most simplistic context that I can. You are the subject, okay? You are the subject. In every season of your life, you are the subject. I believe with all my heart that for everything under this universe, there is a time and a season. In fact, I have done such extensive research and study that we can begin to categorize our life into 30 different life cycles. And so there are at least 30 life cycles, and every cycle has an insight and wisdom that is intrinsic to your overcoming and prevailing. And so you are the subject. And as you have heard on this podcast, many of you for a decade now, and some of you are hearing for the very first time, as long as you're in this world, you're going to have the potentiality to be pulled away from your purpose. You're going to have the propensity to be divided from your destiny. You're going to have the friction to be moved away from your future. But there is something in you called the seed of greatness that has already come overcome every opposition, every odd, every barrier and resistance that will ever rise in your life. That thing is called the seed of greatness. And what we have to understand is that for every prophetic declaration made over your life, there is a prophetic war. Write it down. For every prophetic declaration made over your life, there is a prophetic resistance. And so if you want to do great things in the world, if you want to be a change maker, if you want to be a history maker, you're going to have to understand that you are going to encounter seasons of prophetic resistance. It does not mean that something is wrong with you. It means that something is right with you, that there is something that being divinely forged in you that is going to bring about transformation in the world and its communities. But that thing cannot emerge if we continue to play the role of a victim, if we continue to be sad and to tell our sad story. You have to understand that you are the subject. You're always the subject. You're always going to be the subject. And more importantly, in every season of your life, there is something that life is trying to teach you. Those that reach what I call personal mastery in life are those individuals that have learned to discern the wisdom that each season is teaching them. I always tell people, it's not that there's anything so spectacular about me, but one of the things that I have learned is how to discern the wisdom that different seasons of my life are teaching me. And not only to discern that wisdom, but to apply that wisdom in a practical way as a practitioner to provide people with life strategies and solutions that will help them to transform the trajectory of their lives forever. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to do life with you, and I'm here to give you life strategies and life tools to help you reach that place of personal mastery and to discern the wisdom that every season is teaching you. There are some seasons of our lives that feel insignificant. They feel irrelevant. They feel unnecessary. But it is those seasons of insignificance that birth the greatest insights and wisdom, because there's something that that season is teaching and forging in you that's going to transform the trajectory of your life forever if you will cooperate with the prophetic process. So you have to understand that you're the subject. I believe that there was a conversation in eternity past that is unfolding in eternity present about you, that you are a brand called you, that there was a divine idea in the mind of God that was put on the calendar for a set time for you to come out of eternity into time to fulfill a unique assignment and destiny in your generation. I believe that before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, that there was something that you had been divinely engineered and predestined to do in your lifetime and generation. I believe that your personal fulfillment, your personal satisfaction in life will be directly connected to you finding and operating in your place of assignment, doing the thing that you were created and destined to do. You've heard me say this before. There are many things that we can elect to do, but there's one thing that we've been engineered to do. And the greatest fulfillment in our lives will come with us awakening to that thing that we've been designed and destined for in our lifetime and generation. So you are the subject, number one. Number two. After we establish that you are the subject, we have to establish the second part of this. And the second part of this is understanding that you are going to have to encounter seasons of pressure in your life. Yes, you're going to have to encounter seasons of pressure in your life. Now, what we have to understand about pressure, pressure is never sent into your life to destroy you, to derail you, to cause you to forfeit or to abort the destiny that you've been created for. Pressure shows up in your life to help you and to push you into the fullness of your destiny and future and the thing that had been predestined for your life even before the foundation of the world. What we don't understand is that, yes, you are the subject, but secondly, you have to understand that with you being the subject, pressure is going to show up in your life. Pressure comes into our lives, but what we don't understand is that for every prophetic promise we want, yes, we just talked about the prophetic resistance, but more importantly than the prophetic resistance, we have to understand that adversity is for our advantage. I want you to write that down. Adversity is for your advantage. Why do I say that? Because it's one thing to have a word over your life. It's one thing to have a prophetic declaration. It's one thing to have a promise of a purpose, a destiny, a future. It's another thing for pressure to be applied to your life to move you into the fulfillment of what has been purposed for you. And so a lot of times we get excited. Yes, we're the subject, and yes, we have a great destiny. But now comes the application of pressure in our lives. And pressure is a classroom. Pressure is one of life's universities that every person will have to go through. Write that down. Pressure is one of life's universities that every person. It doesn't matter the rich, the poor, the middle class. It doesn't matter if you're the indigent living in the slums of an impoverished nation, or even if you're living in the slums of India. It does not matter if you are living in the rich and fruitful plains of Johannesburg, South Africa, or living in a chateau in Paris. No person is exempt from pressure. And when we realize that, we will stop crying and acquiescing to situations and circumstances and playing the role of a victim and looking for somebody to get into a pity party with us, and we will begin to understand that pressure is God's tool for your promotion. Write that down. Pressure is God's tool for your promotion. So if you want to be promoted, if you want to progress, if you want to partner with your prophetic destiny, if you want to do great things in your lifetime and your generation, it does not happen without the application of pressure. So yes, you are the subject, but after we've identified that you are the subject, you have to understand that with you being the subject, pressure is going to show up in your life. Pressure is doing a couple of things in you. First of all, pressure is forging in you the champion and the overcomer that you were created to be. Pressure is also doing something else. Pressure is extracting out of you those weaknesses, defects, and inadequacies that will rob you of the future that you've been destined for. So there is a forging, there is an extraction, there is an imparting. Pressure is imparting into you the wisdom, the gems, the jewels, the precious stones, the treasures that are attempting to emerge in your life through crises and through adversity. And so those things cannot take place in your life. They cannot manifest in your life without the application of pressure. So pressure is forging, it is extracting, it is imparting, and most of all, pressure is accelerating the course of your destiny. Why? Because without pressure, most people would live their lives in a cycle of stagnation. Stagnation wants to paralyze you and to paralyze the seed of your potential. And so pressure has to happen because you need force applied to your life in order for your life to move forward. And so we're talking about your mindset. Why is this important? Because you have to understand you're the subject. You have to understand that pressure is being applied to your life. Pressure is showing up for a number of reasons: to forge, to extract, to impart, and to advance you into the fullness of God's plan and purpose for your life. And then after we understand that, we move into this next part. After we understand pressure, we understand that on the other side of the pressure comes a propelling of our lives forward. I'll put it that way. I'm changing it up a little bit. But we've talked about established that you're the subject. We talked about pressure. Now we're talking about how pressure is that thing that is moving your life or propelling your life forward. So pressure shows up for your progress. So we're talking about your mindset. We're talking about getting unstuck. So first of all, we've established you're the subject. We've established pressure and what pressure does in your life. Now we're delving in what happens after we allow pressure to do what it's supposed to do. After pressure does what it's supposed to do, progress happens in our lives. But what we don't understand is that without the pressure, that progress will never occur. So you need pressure so that your life can move forward. A lot of people are stuck because when pressure shows up, they don't understand why pressure is showing up in their lives. And when you do not understand the purpose of a season, you will curse the season, and then you will create a cycle in your life that cannot easily be broken. So we repeat what we don't master and what we don't understand. So you need to understand the wisdom and the insight that this season of your life is teaching you, and you need to know the importance of pressure. Pressure is moving your life forward. Why is forward so important? Forward is the only legal way to access your future. Write that down. Forward is the only legal way to access your future. So you cannot access your future without moving forward. That's why I always tell people you have to leave your history and embrace your destiny. If you've read Honor, you know I talk about the greatest gift you can give yourself is the gift of goodbye. There are some things that you need to say goodbye to so you can say hello to your future and your prophetic destiny. And the only way for you to legally step into your future is to move forward. And pressure is the one thing that's going to force you to move from what is behind you and to begin to press forward to the things that are ahead of you. That's why Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do, I forget those things that are behind me, and daily I press toward the mark for the prize of the high call. In other words, your calling cannot be fulfilled without concentration. Your future cannot unfold without focus. So you have to understand that pressure is moving your life forward so that you can embrace your prophetic destiny. Now, we're talking about getting unstuck. So we've already established that once a mind is stretched, it cannot return to its original dimension. So you are the subject. Pressure is the thing that has to happen in your life, number three, for you to move forward and to make progress. And I just want to camp here for a moment. I want you to think about this. In every moment of our lives, in every waking moment, in every season of our lives, we are choosing either progress or stagnation. What I have discovered is that when we do not choose progress, we paralyze the seed of our potential. And how many people are living their lives in a state of paralysis because they refuse to move forward with their lives? When you prolong an expired season, you increase the pain and the pressure that season entails. Pressure is a part of your process, but you are not supposed to live your life in a sustained state of pressure and pain. Many people live their lives in sustained pressure and pain because they refuse to make the decision to move forward with their lives. They may be traumatized by an event. They may have a psychological button or an emotional trigger that has caused them to live in a state of shock. They may be stuck in a narrative that they have repeated until it has caused their life to begin to go into a state of skip like a CD does. It may be the result of an old paradigm that keeps them looking into an old season and not moving forward. It may be a relationship that has been severed from their lives, but they're still clinging to that thing. Whatever it is, you have to make a decision that you are not going to allow your yesterday to cost you your tomorrow. There comes a time where you have to begin to stop looking behind you and looking forward to what is ahead of you. There's one thing that I can guarantee you. There is nothing that you have left behind that can compare to the things that are ahead for your life. So many times we're trying to recapture something that is long gone and we can never get it back.
As I often tell people, time is a non-renewable resource. That means that you can't get it back. A moment just passed. A second just passed. I cannot go back and capture that second. But guess what I can do? I can live in the now. I can understand that all transformation, all breakthrough, all growth, all development, all maturity happens in the now. And if I can get out of the when and the where and the who and the what's back there, I can get into the now and I can see the manifestation of what I want to see in my life. The reason so many people are stuck is because they are trying to make a yesterday moment fit a now season. And a yesterday moment will never fit a now season. You have to be willing to leave yesterday in yesterday and embrace the possibility of what today. Every moment presents you with the opportunity to embrace a new beginning. That's why I tell people you don't have to wait for a new calendar. You don't have to wait for a new year. You don't have to wait for a new season in your life. Every moment presents you with the opportunity to embrace something new for your life. You have the opportunity to embrace a new beginning and new possibilities for your life. So you are the subject. Pressure and adversity is the treasure that life is trying to get you to propel your life into stage three, which is progress. And ultimately, you move into stage four, which is what I call prophetic fulfillment. That is the fulfillment of your purpose, the maximization of your potential, the unleashing of your greatness, and the serving of your generation through your gifts and talents. That is where we ultimately want to end up in our lives. But in order to get there, we have to understand that this is a process and a journey, and we have to understand that there are lessons that life is trying to teach us to get us into the fullness of what we were created and destined to be. And so I believe that if we can begin to address that mindset and understand that, yes, you are the subject, but more than understanding you're the subject, that pressure or attention is that thing that is going to be used to shift you and to move you into the fullness of the destiny and the purpose of what your life was intended for. So what you have to understand is that without pressure, there can never be the exposure of those things that have been predestined for your life even before the foundation of the world. Without the pressure, you never get exposed to the true possibilities of what your life can be. You'll always live in the same state, in the same place, never realizing your potential and never really becoming who you were created and destined to become. And so what we have to understand is that there is a wisdom in every season, there is a present in every season, and there is something that is trying to emerge in our lives through every season, come the greatest expression of who we were created to be. If you want to get unstuck, you got to take the time to address your mindset. And you have to understand that you cannot get to a new paradigm in your life without the application of pressure. We have all of these people, what I call positivity thinking theorists. Why do I call them possibility thinking theorists? Because positive thinking is not enough to change your life. We have a lot of people trying to think happy thoughts. We have a lot of people trying to meditate themselves into a happy or nostalgic state. And the reality is that it's not going to happen. In order to embrace a new paradigm, you don't just think happy thoughts, but there is a psychological warfare. There is a confrontation that has to happen in your mind in order for change to take place. And this is the place that so many people fear in their lives. I wrote this in one of my books, I believe it was Upgrade Your Mind, where I said that the mind is the place of engagement. It is the place where battles are won and lost. And most people are losing in the arena of their minds. They are losing in the, and whatever you lose in the arena of the mind, it's only a matter of time before you lose it in time. So everything is connected again to this realm of thought. And the reason that so many people are stuck in their lives is because you cannot come out physically until you have come out psychologically. And so you can do all of the positive words and the positive affirmations. All of that is good. I'm a believer in words. I'm a believer in affirmation. But after you've made your 5,000th declaration, are you going to do the mental work to move you from where you are to where you truly want to be, and to understand that for every prophetic word and declaration over your life, that word is going to be met with prophetic resistance. And how you handle that prophetic resistance is going to determine whether or not you ever move into the realm of prophetic fulfillment and seeing that thing become a reality in your life. You have to win psychologically. You have to win in the arena of your mind. And the mind is one of the most neglected places for most people. They let everything live rent-free in the realm of their minds. And what I always tell people is that you have to be very intentional about what you allow to occupy mental real estate. Everything should not be allowed to take residence in the realm of your mind. How do you prevent something from taking residence in your mind? You get to the root of it and you root it out and reverse it. Instead of allowing that thing to be planted, because once that thing is planted, it is nested, it is festered, and then it begins to blossom into the negative result that you don't want to see happen in your life. You may not be able to stop something from coming to your mind, but you do have the power to stop it from living in your mind. And if you get intentional about what you allow to occupy mental real estate, you can begin to change the trajectory of your life forever. You have the power to permit or to forbid things from living in the realm of your mind. And if you want to get unstuck and break the barriers to success and greatness in your life, you got to address the realm of your mind. What have you allowed to live in your mind that has caused your life to get stuck and caused you to go into a cycle of frustration, failure, and defeat? When we begin to address that and we win in the arena of mind, we can begin to win in the realm of time. Every battle that we lose in the arena of the mind, we lose in the realm of time. And so you have to win in your mind. You know, this is my passion. I could talk about this all day. I feel like I could do about 10 more shows on addressing your mentality, because we talked about addressing where you've been. We talked about acknowledging where you are. But the thing that I have seen, regardless of the socioeconomic status or education of a person, the thing that I've seen that has held so many people back, is that we never deal with this realm of thought. We just let everything occupy our mind, take possession in mental real estate, and keep us in the same cycles of inferiority, of defeat, of frustration, of failure, and never manifesting the life that we were created to live. If you can win in the realm of thought, you can win in every arena of your life, because the quality of your life is directly connected to the quality of your thinking. When I learned this, it was the ultimate game changer. Why? Because I realized that there is no circumstance that has the power to imprison you. There is no cycle that has the authority to entrap you. There is no narrative that has the ability to negotiate your destiny without your permission. And most of all, there is nothing that can take your personal power without you giving your personal power away. And when I discovered that, I stopped allowing life to sit on top of me, and I made the decision that I was going to be on top of life, that I was going to be an overcomer, that I was going to take my power back, and that I was going to change the narrative of my life. And guess what? It was the best decision I could have ever made, because in making that decision, not only was I set free, but now I have the opportunity to be that person that serves as the catalyst to help set other people free so that they can embrace the life that they were created and destined to live. I believe that it's time for you to go into the arena and stop hiding and face yourself and to realize that you can be your own greatest champion or your own worst enemy. But you've got to step into the ring and you've got to win this war in your mind so that you can break your way into the prophetic fulfillment of what has been destined for you even before the foundation of the world. I believe that when you win this battle, you're going to ultimately win the war, and you're going to take possession of everything that has been destined for your life. I believe that this is your defining moment. You've listened to this podcast for a reason today. You listen to get the tools and the insights that you need to break a cycle, to interrupt the pattern, and to shift the course of your future forever. You have the power to move your life out of neutral and to shift it into overdrive. And this is your day of breakthrough, to break the cycle, and to give birth to a new season of change and possibilities in your life. Thank you for this opportunity to spend time with you. I hope you'll listen to this again and again, because this is a recipe for your victory and your success and triumph in the days to come. I'll see you again real soon. Be blessed.